Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Nicholas Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N. Address is 955 Juniper Drive, Willis, California, 95988. Phone 530-521-9236. ID is XXX-6735. Date of birth is 4/17/1964. 58-year-old, married. Production scheduler. RUMIANO Cheese dash Willows. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is Walmart. 530-934-2054. Is addressed to Linda Trimble, P.A. So it's addressed to Linda Trimble, PA, Glenn Medical Center. Hello, Linda Trimble, to say Dr. J. Garrison. One 133 West Sycamore, Willows, California, 95988. 530-934-1800. Leave a space for the fax number. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for findings of nocturnal epilepsy. Current medications, Keppra 500 milligrams BID, new paragraph, other reported problems, situational anxiety, dysomnia, Linda Trimble, Dr. Garrison, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Nicholas Cameron for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, Nicholas works in an intensively stressful job as a scheduler for the local cheese company. New paragraph. He gave a history of nocturnal restlessness and possibly ruminative thinking with dysomnia and then the development of observed nocturnal epilepsy with generalized shaking, difficulty breathing, which was discussed with his wife. Subparagraph, he was found to have developed lactic acidemia when hospitalized at Glenn Medical Center. Subparagraph, he subsequently recovered, having been placed on Keppra 500 milligrams with neurostabilization and without recurrence of seizures. New paragraph. We discussed his history and findings today. There may have been minor risks from remote childhood head trauma, but otherwise no obvious findings as to the etiology of his seizures. New paragraph, CT imaging at the hospital was otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, in consideration for his clinical history and presentation with a normal neurological examination today, I am performing the following. Number one, we are referring him for high-resolution neuroquantitative brain imaging for a more comprehensive analysis of brain dysfunction that might be associated with his epilepsy. Number two, overnight sleep testing will be completed as well in consideration for dysomnia contributing to his nocturnal epilepsy. Subparagraph, if initial screening studies are indicative, he'll be referred to the sleep lab for more comprehensive evaluation of nocturnal epilepsy. New paragraph, a diagnostic electroencephalogram will be completed, a static study initially, and if suspicious, then a ambulatory study as well. New paragraph. He will be continued on his current treatment regimen. New paragraph. He gave a history today of situational reactivity and in consideration of this. I'm going to order MTHFR DNA polymorphism studies for purposes of further therapy. Keppra level will be obtained for validation of compliance and efficacy of his current medication dosage. New paragraph, Nicholas is really quite cooperative and interested in control of his unfortunate epileptic spells. Subparagraph, nocturnal epilepsy is risky as far as mortality and morbidity. New paragraph, I will see him back as quickly as possible with the results of his testing for further recommendations, as may be indicated, so I respectfully with my professional signature.